Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Barrett. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Barrett. And now, play ball. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Haas reaches second base with a double. Swanson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams throws to second for one, and McNair throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Simmons scores. Appling scores. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gaston, and towards Hayes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Gaston moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with McNair covering, for the out. Gaston moves to third. Swanson moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrett covering, for the out. Gaston scores. Swanson moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Kress now playing first base. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Swanson bunts towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barrett moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Hayes, who tags McNair, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Barrett scores. One out. It's 5-1, White Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrett covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaston bunts towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Swanson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Dick Barrett. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Freitas now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress bunts towards the mound. Freitas picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Freitas. Haas goes all the way around to score. Kress moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons is hit by the pitch. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Kress scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.